You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah,
good election moments.
That's fantastic. Total blast from the past. Well, we're here again. I can tell you, Rico and I... People, you won't believe. Here was the 30-minute lead up to us doing the show today. Rico and I watching rage quit videos.
Well, first it started off with falling down.
Right. And then rage quit, where a guy took a sledgehammer to his cubicle. And then we finished with a dessert course that was TV news meltdowns.
Right. The weatherman.
You guys just want me to come out here all the time and say it's sunny. You tried doing this for 5 hours.
So that's how we started. That's how we had the run-up to the show today. All right, so the Lions made a trade. There you go. 248. Is it good enough? I don't know what planet I'm on. I heard a bunch of people complaining it's not enough. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you think Jesus was going to come down in Jordan sandals and play edge for this team? Za'Darius Smith's a really good football player. I mean, yeah, we would have loved to have gotten Lawrence Taylor, but I'm pretty sure he's cracked out. Like, I mean, what? I don't know what to do anymore with these people.
I think, Mike, no. What it was they wanted the Max Crosby.
We all do.
They wanted my right team, wrong guy. You mean we couldn't get Myles Garrett? No.
Instead, you get a guy who at every stop has been productive. He's got the physical size to be more of an edge setter. He's not a Sam. He's actually like a pass rusher. He fits what they want. They like the person. And he's ready to come here and play winning football. Like, and again, you gave up nothing. Nothing. So there's idealistic and realistic. Of course, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were shooting for the stars. But you see what the trade market is. And I don't want to demean Za'Darius Smith. He's a very good football player. Am I going to call him this, you know, unbelievable, surefire Pro Bowl guy at age 32, 33? Probably not. But is he a guy who can play 25 snaps a week with the explicit instructions, murder that man? Mm-hmm. See the guy holding the football back there with the single bar face mask? Kill him. That's it. Well, it was a really nice move for the Lions. Now, I don't know. Now, the other side of Lions fandom is another collection of whack balls, which is, oh, you only said it was really good. Well, you're a hater. Can't help you. No, I'm not going to sell you that you've just traded for Nick Bosa. Like, so if you don't say it's the greatest trade in the history of great trades, you're the devil. And then there's another side of the fan base. Oh, it's not enough. Wah. And I'm like, I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I was very pleased with what Brad Holmes did. Why can't I just be happy?
It is, because here's what taught me. Lions learned lesson from last year. Last year, they thought, we're good. We don't need to make any types of moves. We got all the pieces in place. This year, Aiden goes down, you know, a lot of different pieces. Davenport, like, you lose a lot of pieces. Brad, instead of just, he saw what we saw. Yeah, we're winning games, but, oh, my goodness, this defense is bad. We got to make a move. And he made a move. He didn't break the bank. You get to keep a lot of your, you get your first round selections and all of that get to stay. But it showed me growth. It showed me progress. It showed me that Brad Holmes understands that you cannot stand pat. You have to go out there and you have to constantly keep evolving and making your team better. Why? Because that's what the top teams do. You saw last night, the Chiefs made a trade a few weeks ago. DeAndre Hopkins, he comes in, bang, not one, but two touchdowns, helps them win that game. You have to do the same. The great teams never just stand by and say, we're just good enough.
Here, like for instance, I'll give you an example. Aiden gets hurt. Here's Brad Holmes watching their pass rush. Nope, just kidding. The computer's broken. You know, I'm not far from being the guy who took a sledgehammer to his computer. That's where I'm at. Here's my point. Brad. We lost Rico.
Brad?
Now, here's what Brad did. Wait for it. Almost there. Almost there. There you go. So it's like the end of intervention. Brad got in the van. Mm. Look, man, we got a bunch of people who love you like crazy. We feel like we're losing you. You need some help. Now, Brad doesn't need help with addiction. He needed help with his pass rush. Get in the damn van, get on the plane to Shady Acres, and go get that help. And that's what they did. So I am just fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly excited or overly unhappy. I'm fine. This was the bare minimum needed. We said it 2 weeks ago, the floor was going to be Za'Darius Smith. They did it. So I'd like to know where people are at with it. I mean, I'm fully comfortable saying you're winning the Super Bowl. It's what I said to start the year. And yes, without Aiden, I told you, until or unless you address it, I think you would contend for the Super Bowl. Now you've gotten Za'Darius Smith. I have no problem telling my listeners, you're winning the Super Bowl. It's happening. Rico will have the kissing booth at the Kearns clock. It's going to be an incredible parade. I believe it.
No, you put yourself in the category. You kept pace with the top teams that you're going to be competing with for that trophy. You, by going out and adding Za'Darius Smith, you're taking luck out of it and you're putting skill back in. Because the last couple of games you won, but my goodness, look at what really happened. And it's not to say that the Lions are a bad team or a lucky team, but you caught so many breaks. Like, yes, anybody could have beaten the Titans, but it was how you did it. And then just every little thing that happened in Green Bay was like, wow, you're catching a lot of breaks. Now you're going to be able to go and pressure a quarterback. You're going to have somebody who already has 5 sacks this year, who already has 23 tackles, to get pressure and go after the quarterback. Now, the difference is he's not going to have Myles Garrett on the other side. It's going to be him. He's going to be the alpha dog. So he's going to be the guy that people draw schemes for. But maybe by doing that, you free up some of your other pass rushers to go and get some pressures on quarterback. Because, yeah, Jordan Love on a bad leg, you should have been eating him alive and you weren't.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only guy who was able to get some pressure and it was bull rush up the middle was Aleem McNeil. Well, you need edge pressure to complement that. I think the biggest thing it'll do, probably reduce your blitz rate about 10%, and it'll make the blitzes you do bring more effective. Because what they don't have right now are guys that can win one-on-one. They just don't have it. Rico, here's the one thing I'll caution people. I'm not sitting here telling you Za'Darius Smith is going to make you totally happy every week. That you're going to see, oh my God, he had 11 pressures. No. I think what you've done here is quite frankly, it's more replacing Marcus Davenport than Aiden Hutchins.
Good way of putting it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got a pro. You got a guy that's probably not at this state of his career capable of giving you 50, 60 elite snaps. But he can come in here and be better than what you got. Definitely restock. Like, hey, one of our starting DNs is back. And then, yeah, look, you're going to have to be creative. There is no replacing Aiden unless you pulled a Crosby or a Garrett or, you know, dug up the bones of Lawrence Taylor. Like, there was never going to be a guy. So I'm good with it. I think it's the minimum of what they needed to do, and they did it. Credit Brad Holmes. But I heard people wanting more. I've heard people who, you know, they think it's the greatest thing since pants with pockets. I'm right in the middle on it. They did what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you needed a B to pass the semester. They got a B.
Yeah.
And I believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. So there you go. Rico will take you to 6. 248-539-9797. David.
Can I interest you in a sledgehammer?
Yeah, honestly. David, what are your thoughts on it? Or are you still priming your pump over Mike Williams?
You think I'm really happy about that move?
First place Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know.
Mike Williams.
I don't see either of your hands.
Yeah,
there you go. All right.
Wonderful.
Mike Williams.
I'll say this.
Giggity you.
Uh-oh.
Lions out. Fans. No. For Mike Williams? No need to put it in the system for that. Lions fans, you might as well book your Super Bowl tickets for the next 3 years because they got Za'Darius Smith, and that's what you're going to do now, right?
No, they're going to go this year. He may not even be on the team next year.
Well, they're going to make it anyway because the Lions are great. That's all you need to know.
They are. David, they're winning the Super Bowl. I've said that since August. I believe this team is winning the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not joking. It's what I said sitting in Las Vegas doing the NFL kickoff show with you guys. I don't know what else I can say.
There's nothing else to say.
No, you have them. I got them in the four teams that can win.
Exactly.
Being there before, one lucky break or one bad break, and it's just like, wow, your linebacker's out because he was celebrating. It happens. But looking at this now, for you, the Lions, you're trying to keep pace of all your games here at Ford Field. If that happens, then yeah, you're going to be going off to the Mercedes-Benz Dome or whatever you call it now.
That's
in New Orleans.
Right.
You're on pace for that.
I think is it the Caesars Superdome? Is it the Caesar? You know what? No one cares.
You're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go. The place is a dump.
Yeah, you're going to New Orleans, and you keep this pace. And now you have to worry about Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, whoever represents the AFC. But so long as you play every game at Ford Field, I do think that you're going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're not factoring in a very important metric, AWG. You know what AWG is? Mm-hmm. All-weather Goff. It's been engaged. All-weather Goff, now featuring rain ability.
So is this like mobile Goff? He's been upgraded?
Yes.
Everybody bring in your mobile Goff. We're going to upgrade you to AWG.
You're getting AWG. All-weather Goff has been engaged, now featuring monsoon ability.
All-terrain Goff.
ATG. Mm-hmm. Listen. Here's the question. It cuts two ways. If it's not enough, what do you want them to do? And if it is enough, are you willing to gird your loins and just say it? You're winning the Super Bowl. Can you bring yourself to say that? There you go. 248-539-9797. Anything I forget, David?
No.
You're beautiful. You look great today. Kenny, what side are you on, or do you want time to think?
No, I don't need time to think. I'm just riding the wave of excitement right now because I feel like I'm similar to you. I feel like I'm just, except
Can
being
you
a...
being say, a say the words.
Being a Lions fan, I'm girding my loins. I'm doing a lot of girding over here.
Say the words. Say the other words.
Super Bowl.
No, say them together like a Lego set. Snap them in place. The Lions are...
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Say it with your chest.
You know, saying it out loud has a therapeutic effect because now I believe it even more.
Say it again.
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl. The Lions are winning the freaking Super Bowl.
Now say it with a better F word.
No. No.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.